Andy Coakley is with us, Executive Director of Downtown Evanston. We're making lemonade. That's what life's all about right now, Annie. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're definitely switching gears from your previous topic.
It's a heavy day, and that's right. And we didn't plan that, and you didn't plan that, and I'm sorry to put you in that situation, but I do want to talk about what's happening there. And thank you for making time on this day.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. So really I'm here to promote two things that are happening in Evanston. And before I forget, because I always forget, downtownevanston.org is the website where you can get all of this information. So essentially, we have been handed a lot of lemons this year. Everyone keeps talking about that, how rough this year has been. So we decided to do something a little playful to continue to support, you know, our businesses that make Evanston such a great place. And it's called Make Lemonade. And we're essentially turning a lot of our storefronts into lemonade installations with stickers and some other hotspot areas. There's three different hotspot areas for play. And the whole thing is simply a message of color and positivity and play. You know, we've been dealing with the dreariness of social unrest and COVID-19 and stay-at-home orders and the economy and, you know, on and on. We all are very familiar with what's going on around us. But we thought we would take a moment to, you know, simply try to bring some color and some light. And ultimately, it's a scavenger hunt. So there is an app called Eventsy, and that will go live on October 18th, where we're going to encourage people to actually go and visit some of these businesses. And you purchase something, you take a picture of it, you get points. You buy a dinner, you take a picture of it, you get points. Or if you find a QR code in a storefront or in a store, you get points. And essentially, we're going to also take an empty pitcher, a drawing of a pitcher, and put it in, unfortunately, an empty storefront in downtown Evanston. And as many people as participate and purchase, that pitcher will fill up, and there you go. We've made some lemonade, right?
Yeah, tell me that app again one more time, Annie.
It's Eventsy. Event Z-E-E. Again, you can get that at downtownevanston.org. All of the information. It starts in October, so you can't sign up yet. October 18th is the kickoff date. And then last, we are supporting our local creators, creative industry and creators, and with a maker's market in the Maple Avenue parking garage on October 18th from noon to 5. We are still looking for makers. So if they're interested in participating or if you're interested in shopping and supporting, you know, the artist community that has suffered also because they haven't been able to go to Fest this summer, that is evanstonmade.org.
That sounds good. And I know there on the subject of what we're dealing with today, I know in Evanston you've had a number of peaceful protests, a number of marches in support of social justice and Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. And I just want to point that out, too, that you've been very active there with that kind of active, you know, people are speaking out and explaining what their thoughts are and how they view what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah, Evanston's very vocal with their, you know, their political beliefs, and they are, I'm thankful and everyone's thankful that everything has so far been very peaceful, I'm sure, and I believe that it will continue to be that way if there are going to be other demonstrations that are organized. It's been a tough year on a lot of levels, but Evanston has managed to, you know, be an extremely positive light in their messaging and in the way that they protest. But yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, right? And Evanston's a tight-knit community, and they're very focused and determined, and, you know, I'm proud to represent an organization that, you know, is in the middle of it, so the downtown district and supporting these restaurants and businesses and ultimately, you know, making it a nice place to visit and to live.
Yeah, and to listen to each other and that kind of thing. I saw that you were one of the first communities that right immediately after the looting happened that you posted. There are a lot of artists out there in Evanston who posted the signs of hope and repainted and, you know, kind of just sort of had this all in it together sort of attitude about it, and that was heartening to see.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, this is such a beautiful community on so many levels, and the people really are the folks that make it so pleasant and nice, and it does make a difference to be in a community where everybody listens, there's openness, and there's a you know, a determination to get through this all together. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of artists in the area, and having an art-filled community definitely helps with these, you know, transitions from somberness to positivity. So
no doubt about that. It's called Make Lemonade, aptly named, and you can go to Event C, that's EventZee, and it's an app, right? Is that right, Annie?
Right, but the information is better to be seen on downtownevanston.org.
Downtownevanston.org.
Or our social media. Instagram and Facebook is the best place to find us.
Okay. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.